USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Florida, New York, and California are leading the way in new coronavirus cases in the U.S. as the country moved past a daily average of more than 300,000 per day, according to figures from the CDC. The highly contagious Omicron variant of COVID-19 is being blamed for the dramatic rise in recent cases. The CDC recorded its biggest jump in the current trend between December 26th and 27th. Since that day, the U.S. has averaged more than 400,000 daily coronavirus cases, which has also sent the seven-day average soaring. World leaders are sending out New Year's Day messages. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden sent out a New Year's Eve message on ABC TV.
Happy New Year, America.
From our family to yours, we wish you peace, joy, and good health in the year ahead.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%, energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441 or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
Around 4,500 New Year's Day flights were canceled, including 2,500 affecting the United States, as air carriers continue to struggle with COVID-19 and the winter holiday weather. The most affected U.S. carriers were, in order, Southwest, SkyWest, American, Delta, and United. The majority of the U.S. cancellations were from Chicago's O'Hare International Airport. Many of them were delayed due to the New Year's Day snowstorm. The city received 9 inches of snow over the holiday. With more than 12,000 flights canceled since Christmas, the holiday travel season has been thrown into turmoil by the Omicron variant of COVID-19. The FAA warned that an increased number of its own employees are testing positive for the virus, which may result in forced reductions in traffic volumes to maintain adequate oversight and safety. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
While celebrating Mass at St. Peter's Basilica in the Vatican on the occasion of the Roman Catholic Feast Day, which honors Mother Mary, Pope Francis encouraged the faithful to make greater efforts to safeguard mothers and protect women. Also marking the day as World Peace Day, the pontiff compared modern-day mothers and their children fleeing conflicts and famine or waiting in refugee camps to Mother Mary's trials in caring for baby Jesus while in dire poverty. USA Radio's Tim Berg has more.
Pope Francis is calling for an end to violence against women. In a series of tweets posted Saturday, the Pope praising mothers and calling on the world to protect women. He said that to hurt a woman is to insult God. The tweet echoed the contents of his New Year's Day sermon to the faithful from the Vatican in Rome. The Mass was the first time since 2019 that the Pope addressed Catholics on New Year's Day after missing 2020's address due to back pain.
A massive sunshield aboard the $10 billion James Webb Space Telescope. A massive sunshield aboard the $10 billion James Webb Space Telescope has been successfully unfurled in a crucial step for its operations. Webb is just 9 days into a 29-day deployment process in which the telescope will slowly unfold. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.